John from Pennsylvania's on the line with icicles on his siding. What's going on?
I had a strange thing happen on the backside of my house, which faces the northeast. It has vinyl siding on it. And I noticed this past week we had a lot of snow and wind. I have icicles running down my siding only on that wall. And the water's dripping out of the drain holes in the siding. And this hasn't happened. It's been sided for 3 or 4 years, and I hadn't ever noticed that before. And it did go all the way across the full width of the wall, every foot or so. But wasn't just in one location. It happened to go all the way across the wall, 16, 18, 20 feet or so.
Now, do you happen to have an ice dam on the roof above it? Like ice on the, is there icicles coming off the gutter? Do you see ice built up at the roof edge, Don?
Well, I've had that problem, yes.
I wonder if water's getting behind the siding. That's why I asked that question.
It was so cold. It wasn't during the, when it melted at all or it was warm enough to melt, it was while the weather was really cold that it formed. But I mean, I would agree with you. It could have, it just that it had never happened in that way before.
Now, the water that's coming out, it must be coming out through the siding, drain holes, and then icing once it hits the outside of it. Is that what you're seeing?
Exactly, okay. Yes.
So the only way that seems to me that it could be happening is if the water's getting behind it. And an ice dam would cause that. Now, for those that are listening that and aren't familiar with ice dams, it's probably a good thing that you're not, because what happens is if you live in certain climates and you get a heavy snow, it starts to melt then at the upper part of your roof, which is usually warmer because a lot of escaping heat from the house gets there. As that snow starts to melt and the water runs down, it hits the part of your roof that's overhanging the exterior wall. And since it's overhanging the wall and not your house, it's colder. And hence, it tends to freeze there. And once it freezes, you get like the effect of a dam. The water keeps hitting that dam and it can't get through it. So it backs up under the shingles and then it can leak down through the sheathing and it can either leak into your house or it can leak into the exterior wall and perhaps show up as it is in your house, Dom. Now, when's the last time you did your roof?
It's a metal roof and it's no more than 4 years old.
Well, if it's a metal roof, you shouldn't be having water back up under it unless it's backing up to the seams. So I guess at this point, I would wait for the winter to pass, and then I would take a careful look at the seaming around that area and see if there's any gaps where water could be forced up under there. Because it would seem to me that the most logical way the water is getting into the siding is by being pressed up there through an ice dam.
Okay. Would you feel that these ice tapes with
the heaters
you put in your gutters, if I get the chance in a thaw to add that, do you think that might help?
I mean, it may. The real solution here is ice and water shield. And what we don't know is whether or not that was installed underneath that metal roof. It certainly should have been. It's a fairly minor addition at that point when you're putting a metal roof on. But ice and water shield is a membrane that goes from the roof edge up about 3 feet. And frankly, I generally recommend putting it on the entire roof because not only does it stop ice dams at the roof edge, but if your roof was ever taken off in a storm, the water can't get through the ice and water shield, especially if you live in a coastal climate. That's really, really important. Minor expense it adds to the roof for all the protection that it gives. So ice and water shield, in your case, though, would require you to take disassemble the metal roof along the roof edge, which is a big project. Now, having said that, it's also possible that if you got damage inside the house, which doesn't seem like it happened this time, but if you get damage inside the house and you file a homeowner's claim, a lot of insurance companies will cover that expense of the roof repair, which of course means taking the roof off and putting the ice and water shield on. So I don't like to see necessarily put this electric heat tape appliance that melts the ice into the gutters, especially if you've had it all these years and it only happened this once. As you know, it's a factor of the weather, so it can change. It may never happen again, or it could happen every year, or it could happen 2-3 times a winter. So I don't think I would take any major action just yet, okay?
All right.
Don, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with that project.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.